rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable, fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me? Am I legible? It's time to get down to the question of eventually will the corruption in the government lead to the collapse of us? Lead to the collapse of us. Lead to the collapse of us. Lead to the collapse of us. Right and left are symmetrical on the puppet master's tentacles. The two sides are identical. The troops are not ejectable. They're forming a prodigy and making the Jordan come out of me. It's like recording Nostradamus, taking a tour in the prophecy. The real American gangsters make the poor live in poverty with the corporate dictatorship in a foreign economy. Give to the orphans on TV, cause a good portion of a lot of these starving children died in the name of a corporate monopoly. And the reporter reports it as if the story's a comedy. So I says the economy's so depressed, someone give this thing a Prozac, right? I'm ignoring hypocrisy like the war isn't happening. Like Guantanamo Bay has a real reason for torturing half of these terrorists, as they used to call patriots who supported the colonies. Reforming fiscal policy, support the philosophy that there's criminals purposely causing America's dwarfing economy. What sort of a genre is he? Cause I'm more into R&B. I'll just have to keep it a secret like when I'm exploring eHarmony. We'll match you on 29 dimensions of compatibility. Of course no chorus is happening. I'm just sort of forming an analogy. Straight torching the track like a Porsche, but it might transform into a time machine. Back to the Future action scene, but George Orwell is casting me. Wave goodbye to democracy as they invade my private property with no warrants, cause the warning alert level turned up to orange, you know what I mean? He just rhymes orange, rewind it, jeez, I never knew it could rhyme with so many things. Warning is orange at 4 a.m, according to corporate importance. I'm fortune ignoring the Morgan's extortion, and you're getting poorer the more that they're hoarding the fortune. Jay Soli, Jay Soli, Jay Soli.
Jay Soli, Jay Soli, indeed. Yeah, kicking it, banking it. We weren't able to play any of the tracks from your new album, but that track there is called New World Odor. And I have had that as one of the intro tracks to this show since you came on like a year and a half ago, bro.
That is sick, man. I appreciate the publicity.
Well, you know, I got Genocide on there as well. You know Genocide. Yeah. And it's just like you two, as far as young New World Order rappers and stuff like that, you know, making some sick lyrics and rhymes and that kind of stuff. It's like you see all these other hip-hop artists and you see them on these mainstream sort of hip-hop channels where it's just the same crap over and over and over again. It's like it's making hip-hop, R&B, and almost every form of creativity that once came out of that sort of genre into crap. Meaningless, pathetic, slimy crap that has no meaning, no relevance, isn't cool anymore, and for goodness sake, it needs to fracking stop. And the only way you can really stop things that really, really suck is if you come up with something that's really, really awesome to oppose it and support it in any way you can. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It gets so repetitive and so dumbed down. I mean, me and some of my friends, like, we're kind of like joking. It seems like it's a competition to see who can make the absolute worst, most elementary, most repetitive, annoying stuff that you can possibly come up with. Because some of this stuff, it was bad. The mainstream stuff was bad 10 years ago, but it's getting worse. And it's like, it literally gives me a headache. I can't even fathom why people would listen to it. It's beyond, I can't even understand, you know?
That's what's happening now. And it's a shame, because how much potential have we got? Let's say human potential. Let's say you had millions and millions of dollars at your disposal, like, say, I don't know, Nicki Minaj does or whatever. Now, Nicki may be busting her hump and working just like every artist who does get up there. But the fact of the matter is she wouldn't be getting pushed if she was saying something that was real.
Definitely, yeah. And that brings up a good point, too. You know, it's just like every other industry, whether it's media, the news, or politics or whatever. It's all getting consolidated into a smaller and smaller group of people who have the power. And really, you know, basically one, you know, Viacom or, you know, whatever, the big guys own 85% of the music industry. So that leaves 15% of independents, which there's so many out there, to try to scramble to get their piece. And then even when one of them starts making noise, one of the big guys will come and take them and offer them, you know, an offer they can't refuse. But what that process is it's literally, well, I mean, the internet has changed this a little bit, but it's cutting the progression of art itself. Because, like, on the radio, I've heard something like three notes can make up every pop song that you hear on the radio. And it's because they don't want to take a risk. They'll say, okay, this worked before, and we're going to go ahead and it's going to work again. We're not going to take a risk and lose money. We're going to do something that we know works. So they just keep putting out the same garbage over and over and over, and there's no progression that ends up happening. And it makes me wonder, it's like, what if it wasn't for money running not only the music industry, but, you know, if there
was every industry,
every single industry, what if there was just that free flow of information and that real organic growth that nature intends for every aspect, including education, let's say? Like, what if there wasn't that, all those lies in the education system, and people were really taught true things, maybe about their infinite nature or spirituality or something, you know, let the progression keep going and growing upon itself. And it makes me wonder where we'd be as a human species right now if it wasn't for that hindrance of our development.
Well, I think dollar for dollar, the independent media is 17 times more effective than the mainstream media, you know, or whatever. Something extraordinary. Because, hey, we don't need a hell of a lot, do we? I mean, when was the last time you paid $5,000 an hour to be in a professional recording studio, Jay?
Never.
And do your songs sound like freaking awesome anyway?
Yep.
Then they're wasting $5,000 an hour.
Right.
You're squandering. Okay? That's why these industries are falling apart at the seams. Because their compliance costs, their running costs, and everything have just gone way through the roof. Technology has now allowed us to be a big record label with a computer and a few snazzy devices and recording pieces of equipment. You know, maybe like 10 grand rather than $5,000 an hour. And in total, gives you the ability to record infinite songs.
Definitely, yeah. And some people think that that's a bad thing. Some people think that. That just makes for way too many people to allow them to just make noise and all that. But I think it's actually a good thing. I think it's kind of, I think nature has a way of, you know, burning down its forest to create something new. And I think it just kind of resets everything back to a time when everyone did make music. And it wasn't about, I don't know, it wasn't about anything besides just making the music and having a love for that creation. And I think it's maybe a good thing that artists, most of them are maybe getting a little less money or something like that, because it just weeds out the people who are in it for that reason, and it leaves people who really love, really just have a love for creating their craft.
And at the end of the day, anybody who starts saying, oh, well, you know, not everybody should be able to record and make music and stuff like that. And I go, who gets to say who should and who shouldn't be able to make their own music?
Right.
Okay, frack you. You know, what a swangler, you know? It's a cross between swine and Joseph Mengele.
Who says the Pakihachis can't come out with an album, right?
Yeah. Well, in fact, that's what we're doing right now, Jay, is me and my mate Mikhail, we're just kind of like, we stay up kind of like all night. The other night when we made this rap song that I sent you, I think we kind of looked at the clock and it was like, oh my God, it's 5 to 6 a.m. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's when you know you love it, man. It's when you forget what time it is, you forget to eat, that's what's up.
Yeah, and I was starving, and I forgot to drink water as well. You know, it's just jump, boom. That's actually the whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an earthly need for your body to eat, sleep, drink, have praise, etc. If you're so busy and absorbed doing something that makes you forget all those basic things, then that thing is probably worth doing. Unless it's crack cocaine. Thank you very much, Jay, for coming on the show with us today. And if you have a website, now be the time to fire it out.
Yeah, www.jsolli.com. Just J the letter, SOLLI.com, man. And then check out that album, So Ill, on iTunes and Spotify right now. And I really appreciate you having me on, man. It's been good talking to you again.
That's cool, man. And if you want to hang around for another 15 minutes after the show, we have a social network chat with the listeners that are in the a chat room on Skype, so that they'll be able to ask you a few questions and or vice versa.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for listening. The archives will be posted at a number of different places. We'll have the Vinny Eastwood Woodshow.com. That's Vinny with a one. This is the most important question. GorillaMedia.co.nz. That's gorilla like a soldier, not like a large hairy ape. That's my job. And also, the YouTube version will be uploaded to the YouTube channel, Mr. News Gorilla Media. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And also, we are moving house in a day or two. So if you are listening to the live broadcast, please donate visit the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There is a bank account number and PayPal thingy there as well. Thank you very much for all your support, ladies and gentlemen. We literally could not do any of this without you, your suggestions, and all your help and participation. We'll see you again sometime.